Thank you, Mr. President. I have six grants for your consideration. The first one is Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware. They're requesting $1,000 for their annual Sussex County Bowl for Kids State fundraiser. 100% of the proceeds of the event directly support the mentoring services for at-risk youth in Sussex County. In 2016, they served 261 Sussex County youth and their parents. Last grant received was $1,000, which was 250 from Ms. Deaver, Mr. Cole, Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Wilson.
Would this qualify for a youth grant?
I don't see why not. It could.
What do we
absolutely
get some left there, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Pleasure of council.
Yeah, let's use the county youth grant.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton to grant $1,000 to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware for the Sussex County Bowl for Kids Sake fundraiser, being $1,000 from the countywide youth grant. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next.
The next one is the Melton Historical Society is requesting $1,500 to help with the purchase of the David Atkins House, which sits directly adjacent to the existing museum property. The property is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and its purchase would allow the Historical Society to expand their campus. The new space would be utilized for offices, meeting, teaching, exhibit space, and an art gallery. There have been no past grants for this project.
I keep wondering why so many people stealing stuff.
Mr. Burton.
I thought it says here $700.
$700 wasn't for this project. It was that was the last grant they received for program expenses. But for the purchase of the Atkins House, there have been no money given to them.
I'm in favor of this grant.
Second.
$1,500?
For $1,500.
Yes.
From your account?
From my
account. Okay. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole to grant $1,500 to the Milton Historical Society for the purchase of the property. For Mr. Burton's councilmatic account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Greater Lewis Foundation. They're requesting $1,200 on behalf of the History Book Festival, a new nonprofit. The festival will be held the weekend of October 6th and 7th, 2017, and will be the first of its kind in the nation. The goal of the new nonprofit is to enhance the cultural and educational opportunities in the arts in Sussex County. The festival will draw 15 best-selling authors of works of history to coastal Delaware. The startup funding is needed to build their website, promote their events, and underwrite the initial festival cost. There have been no past grants for this initiative, and then the last grant received to the Greater Lewis Foundation was $500 for the Lewis and Bloom initiative.
Okay. I called this person, had a long talk with them. I think this is the beginning of something that could be really good. I'm in favor of this grant.
Would you, it helps that whole coast. I'll go split it with you and show you.
How was it they asked for, Ms.?
They asked for $1,200.
Yeah, I'll do $600. Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,200 to the Greater Lewis Foundation for festival expenses, being $600 from Mr. Burton's account and $600 from Mr. Cole's account.
Is it held at Cape Henlopen or something?
No, it's counted at the new library.
New library.
Well, the old library, I think, is where they're going to have the event.
Good enough.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Obvious. Yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The next one is the Milton Little League's requesting $10,000 for their minor league field lighting project. The Milton Little League board would like to continue to improve their park. By adding lights to Field 3, they could host additional tournaments year-round and would be under consideration for more all-star tournament hosting. The additional lighted field would also allow for more practice time for the children within the Milton Little League program. There have been no past grants for this project, and the last grant received was $750 for trip expenses.
I agree with this application. However, the financial equipment kind of is more than I got available. But Mr. Wilson and I have talked about this, and I can speak for Mr. Wilson. I would give $1,000, and Mr. Wilson would give $1,000. And
that I agree with.
I'll second that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000 to the Milton Little League for field lighting projects, being $1,000 from Mr. Cole's account, $1,000 from Mr. Wilson's account. Question on the motion?
No.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burton's account. Yeah. Mr. Wilson's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The next one is True Blue Jazz is requesting $5,000 for their 2017 True Blue Jazz Festival. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole.
I'll do $1,000 again this year.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $1,000 to True Blue Jazz for festival expenses from Mr. Cole's Council Mac account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Okay. Next.
The last one is the Delmarva Council Boy Scouts of America. They're requesting $2,000 for camp scholarships. The Delmarva Council operates three summer resident camp facilities that deliver quality scouting programs to thousands of elementary, middle, and high school aged young people. Last grant received was $2,000 from the countywide youth grant program.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to do the same.
Do we do restrict it to county?
Yes, we would write in the letter we restricted to right, just Sussex yes. County youth.
Move to do the same.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000 to Delmarva Boy Scout Council for camp scholarships for Sussex County youth, being from that countywide youth grant. Any questions on a motion? Take a vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Rudd.
Yes, we have first. This is in Mr. Burton's Council Manic District, a parcel, and it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business with equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.740 acres, more or less.
I'll propose the motion.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
Next is another parcel in Mr. Burton's district, and this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a cemetery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.7774 acre, more or less.
Is that one grave?
That's the size. That's what it says.
Really?
It's hard to find it.
It's a family.
Probably. Is there one already existing? We don't know. We
don't know that. Yeah.
We'll hear about it, I guess.
It's one already there.
I'll introduce the motion.
Mr. Burton introduced it.
Next is another parcel in Mr. Burton's district.
What are you doing down
there? This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a gazebo and shed business with outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.040 acres, more or less.
Is a gazebo the same as a gazebo?
Gazebo, you know, it's tomato.
Yes, I'm just...
Potato.
Just want to make sure you're from the northern part of the county. I didn't know what language you were speaking.
George Mills, right?
I'll
the guy was going to correct you if I didn't.
Mr. Burton introduced it.
I'll introduce the gazebo motion.
Gazebo, yes.
Gazebo.
Yes.
Okay.
You've spent a lot of time in a gazebo.
Next is in Mr. Arlette's district. And this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail flower shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
That's all the introduction.
Wow. Council member comments.
Well, Mr. President,
Arlette.
I just wanted to let everybody know that Chip and I had an amazing experience last week on Friday in honor of our truly, actually, in a sincere note of Mel, of course, and of her passing. And Seaford was a great host to the event in honor and in memory of Melody. And but by far, Chip Guy and I had by far the very best. We were certainly the winners of the outfits, I guess you could say, or of the uniforms of the particular event. No question about that. I just wanted to share that publicly speaking, sir.
I'm not sure there's no question about that.
Any more comments from council?
I heard Mike out, didn't you?
Any pictures?
Yeah, comments from council.
Sure.
Hearing none. Entertain a motion to go into recess until public hearing.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take a vote. Mr. Arlen.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. We're now in recess to 1:30 public hearing.